Now that a period has been placed on 2014, an entirely different punctuation mark stands before us. And that, of course, is a question mark, a very big question mark. For we all know very little about this new year into which we recently stepped. We do have some educated guesses as to what will happen. We have a variety of plausible expectations, but very few definites. And as a result, we frequently hear that question mark preceded by two words which can be rather unsettling when placed together: who and knows. Will 2015 see unusual difficulties for us personally, or will it be a year of relative ease? Who knows? Will 2015 be a year in which we see the fulfillment of various goals, or a large number of unfulfilled aspirations? Who knows? Will 2015 be one in which we experience various physical ailments and illnesses, or a year in which we personally experience good health? Who knows? Who even knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months? Will the next few months see a repeat of last year's record-setting cold, or will we enjoy a respite from wintry extremes? Who knows? Truth be told, we know nothing when it comes to what's coming next. And the fact that this is broadly recognized is underscored by the frequency with which that question is posed: who knows? The implied answer, of course, is nobody. And when the conversation is held between mere mortals, that answer is the correct one. Who knows what is going to take place in an upcoming year or day or week or month? Nobody. Nobody, that is, as far as humans are concerned, but with God it's very different. When it comes to the Lord's knowledge of the future, who knows is resoundingly replaced with he knows. Jesus knows the future as well as he knows the present, as well as he knows the past, as revealed by certain Bible passages such as John 18:4, where the narrative begins, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come," when the Lord stands at the threshold of a new year or a new month or even a new minute, he sees no question marks. When he looks ahead, he knows no unknowns, for he knows everything, even the things that have not yet transpired. The context of the passage that was just read is that of the time right before the Lord's crucifixion. Reading further, we're told, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward." There were no surprises awaiting the Lord as he made his way from his cradle to the cross. During those times of his earthly ministry where he made full use of his divine attributes, he could clearly see everything that was going to take place. And his full knowledge of all that was to transpire was not limited just to those things that would cross his path during his earthly ministry. A few chapters later in John's Gospel, we're allowed to listen in on that conversation between Jesus and Peter, when Peter properly said to Christ, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus is never taken by surprise. The Lord never says, "Oop, I didn't see that one coming," because he always sees exactly what's coming. He knows every single thing that will happen as the history of the world continues to unfold. Very different from us. And actually, it's a good thing that we don't have the ability to look into the future. As nice as it might be to anticipate some of the pleasant things that we know would be coming, it'd be very unsettling and unnerving to be aware of some of the more difficult things that will be coming our way. But even though it's a good thing that we don't have the ability to look into the future, it's truly a wonderful thing that the Lord does. For it's not just that he knows the future, it's that he controls it. And here comes some of those long words from confirmation class. It's not just that he's omniscient, knowing all things, it's that he's omnipotent, possessing all power. Jesus does not just look at the future as a spectator might watch a game or a play. Rather, he's very much at the forefront of the future, intricately involved with the designing of every detail, streamlining the future, directing the future, steering the future in ways that will benefit his people. As God, he directs the affairs of the entire universe, and not just the big ones. His control is not limited just to those things that reach the headlines. Rather, we're told that he is interested in and controls even the hairs on our heads. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, Jesus asked, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. If the future were determined by mere chance, if the days before us were to be filled with nothing more than random occurrences, we would be without foundation for stepping into the future with confidence. If the future were shaped only by worldly factors, ranging from our own internal struggles all the way up to international upheavals, we could expect only a series of meaningless occurrences degenerating and going from bad to worse. But with our Savior as the one who designs each new day with a full awareness of what is going to happen as a result, we can step into the future with confidence and peace. Will 2015 be filled with challenging difficulties, or will it be a year of relative ease? He already knows. And if it should be that he allows difficulties to come our way, he will design them in such a way that they will somehow serve our good. We glory in tribulations, wrote Paul, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Will 2015 see the fulfillment of various desires or a large number of unfulfilled aspirations? He already knows. And if it should be that he designs things in such a way that we do not meet some of the goals that we would like to see fulfilled, there too he promises to somehow have that situation serve us. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Will 2015 be characterized by good health or by some unwelcome illnesses? He already knows. And if it should be that we are slowed down or laid low by some unwelcomed discomfort, he will somehow use that to strengthen us and help us, especially spiritually, perhaps using it to refocus us on his word more sharply or on our future home. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We know nothing about the future events during our earthly lives, but we don't need to, because the one who controls all things with our good in mind does. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward. And if he could go forward, knowing what lay before him, including crucifixion, so can we, knowing that he knows all that needs to be known. Our lack of knowledge concerning the future is something which is expressed in hymn 119, the third stanza, speaking of how the future all to us unknown. That is surrounded, however, by other statements which speak of the confidence that we can have in his control and love and wisdom. Hymn 119, stanza 1.